victorious.
Moving on, Vassar at USA. Vassar 2-5, USA 4-3, coming off a hard loss to Lakers last week.
Well, it was a hard loss in a lot of ways. Cooper Coughall going out just changes the whole complexity of that team. I think USA is going to be able to scrape enough together to beat Vassar, but that was a tough loss for them.
Now, we did get an update on Cooper Coughall. It sounds like it wasn't as bad as originally anticipated. It's just a clean pop-out, and they were able to pop it back in, and it sounds like he should be okay for at least the near future. Of course, he was an all-state catcher last season.
Yeah, so that's good for him. And I actually think without them, they'll be all right this week. USA is going to be very motivated. They still have a playoff opportunity on the line, and this is a big win for them to at least put their name in the hat and have a chance against Harbor Beach to secure their own destiny.
And trying to clinch the Greater Thumb West title outright tonight, Lakers needs a victory as they go on the road to take on 2-5 Bad Axe.
Well, you never want to look past your rivals, and Bad Axe last week shocked the world, beating Reese. I think Bad Axe will give Lakers everything they got, but everything they have isn't good enough. Lakers is the best team in the Greater Thumb Conference.
I absolutely agree. I do think Bad Axe will hang in for a while, but come halftime, third quarter, Lakers will pull away and win by multiple touchdowns.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb East, Brown City at 2-5, hosting the 3-4 Sandusky Redskins. Both of these standings and records not really showing how these teams are.
This Sandusky team could easily have two more wins, and if they win this game, I can't remember who they have next week, but I think it's a team that they could beat. They finish 5-4 and then maybe backdoor their way into the playoffs. And Sandusky, that's a team you don't want to meet in the playoffs if they were able to get in there.
And I wouldn't be surprised, actually. I'm going to take Brown City on the other side of things. I do think that is a team that's very tough, too. It's a very intriguing game, in my opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if Brown City stomps out Sandusky's playoff hopes either.
And another feather duster of a game tonight in Marlette, the Red Raiders at 1-6. Taking on the Memphis Yellow Jackets at 0-7.
I believe the losing streak is at 19 for the Yellow Jackets. Make it 20.
Yeah, absolutely. Marlette will double their win total and get the two wins as they beat the Memphis Yellow Jackets.
And, of course, our game of the week right in front of us tonight. Our Media Roundtable picks are in. Dave Hansen has Ubley winning 28-21. Paul P. Adams has Harbor Beach winning 24-20. And Doug Cole, Ubley 27-22. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football. When we return, we'll take a look at the away team tonight, the Harbor Beach Fires, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area Farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. As the Ubley Bearcats are playing host to the Harbor Beach Pirates for the Greater Thumb East Championship tonight in week number 8. Both teams at 6-1 overall and 4-0 in divisional play. For 219 games and nearly 21 seasons, the Harbor Beach Pirates have had the same fearless leader of their football program. Troy Schalke took over the reins from the famed coach Jack Dillon in 1997 and has gone 146-73 over that time. And an impressive 61-16 since the start of the 2011 season.
Yes, speaking of Hall of Fame numbers, check this out, guys. Since 2011, Coach Schalke and company have had 4 district titles, 3 regional titles, 3 state semifinals appearances, and a state championship ring. He's done enough in those few years to be a Hall of Famer in my book.
After going 4-5 the past 2 years and missing the playoffs both times, the Pirates clinched an automatic playoff berth last week, getting 6 wins in 7 weeks. A large portion of Harbor Beach's success this year lies in the hands of one of the more talented athletes in the region. Coach Schalke's youngest son, James Schalke, has made the switch from receiver to quarterback for the 2017 season, and so far, he's been posting some impressive numbers.
Does it seem like deja vu in the room?
A little bit.
We were talking about older brother. But anyways, James Schalke, he's going to rock number 5 tonight against Reese. He was 4 of 14 passing, but he had 163 yards and a score. But on the ground, he had 23 carries for 98 yards and 3 more scores. And against Brown City, not only did he rush for a touchdown, he threw for a touchdown and picked off a pass on defense. Clark, I think it's already safe to say he probably does windows, too.
I think
too.
He does do windows. Harbor Beach has been known to run a couple of offenses throughout each game, depending on their opponent. The Pirates have had recent success with a spread formation, but at other times, they will stick to their roots with a full house tee and 3 men in the backfield.
They certainly will. There's a whole bunch of guys in the backfield. Tyler Burkhardt, Cole Anderson, the lead running backs right now, both had over 17 carries in the last couple weeks. But the wide receivers are the ones that are going to play a huge impact in this game. If Paul Adams is right and Harbor Beach is going to win, I think they're going to do it through the air. Austin Roberts and Robert Emming are the big, tall wide receivers. Austin Roberts hauled in a touchdown against Reese, Brown City, and Bad Axe this year.
Harbor Beach has seen a complete turnaround from a year ago, especially defensively. In 2016, the Pirates had just 4 seniors and were allowing over 37 points a game on defense. That average came out to a total of 337 points allowed over 9 games, making the worst defense in school history. This year, they've given up just 94 points. That puts Harbor Beach in at the second best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, and offensively, the third most productive.
That's absolutely right. They're giving up 13.4 a game compared to last year's 37.4. And offensively, they're always pretty good. They averaged 33.5 points per game last year, make it 36 this year.
Tonight, Harbor Beach is looking to right the ship and snag their first victory over the Ubley Bearcats in 3 seasons. In the last 8 meetings, the 2 orange and black squads have split and are even, each with 4 wins apiece. With a victory tonight, Harbor Beach would win the first divisional title since 2014 after earning 4 straight from 2011 to 2014. Kickoff from Ubley, Michigan, as Harbor Beach is in town, is in 21 minutes right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
You know what I'm going to ask you. We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Casehill, and Seapling, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. sure provides well-being in a life worth living.